Hello and welcome back to the Ever-Changing World Podcast. I'm your host, Ava Zanetti, and in today's episode, we're going to be speaking about a bunch of news that I found interesting this week. This week has been one for the celebrities, as I think every week is, but it has been one for the celebrities in the financial world. And I'm very interested in three particular people this week, so it's going to be kind of split up into three parts today's episode. Again, probably only going to be 30 minutes to keep it nice and sweet. And these three people have been on my mind this week seeing the news. One person particularly, which I'll be talking about second, is very, very, very interesting to me, the story behind that one. And pretty much all these topics that I'll be speaking about today I've done in previous episodes. So to give a little bit of a brief recap, or a bit of an introduction first, the three people I will be speaking about is, of course, Elon Musk, and this is in regards to him wanting to buy Twitter again, and he actually didn't want to buy Twitter, and now he wants to. Again, he's been flip-flopping a lot, so I'll get into that. Next is Kim Kardashian, which, of course, is the one I'm very interested in. This is in regards to a cryptocurrency pump and dump scheme. So I'm very interested to speak about this one since I've talked about celebrities and influencers, or mainly influencers, doing crypto pump and dump schemes in previous episodes, which I have a ton of cryptocurrency episodes as well as, I think there's a crypto scam episode I have as well that's purely dedicated to that. So if you really want to know really more about more influencers who have done it, go listen to that episode as well for the Elon thing. I mean, it's old news now, but you can go listen to those episodes. And then finally, I want to talk about Kanye. Kanye is leaving the Gap from his, Yeezy line and all of that, or Yeezy's Adidas. But he's leaving the Gap with his clothing line. And that's been a really huge deal as well. He's been in some controversy as of late on social matters, which you've probably heard about. So those are the three things I'm going to be talking about today. And to give a bit of a recommendation, I recommend listening to the Elon episode, which I'll do a little recap again today. But it's good to go listen to the Elon episode, which was quite a while ago, as well as Kim Kardashian, that one. Go listen to the cryptocurrency episodes for sure. It's episode number 5 and number 6, if you're interested. Number 5 is just basically what is cryptocurrency, which I think is just a really valuable topic in general to know. So I totally recommend that one. You probably should go listen to that. And then the episode number 6 is about YouTube crypto scams. So you can totally listen to it, but if you're, like, whatever, just want to listen to this, you don't necessarily need to. And then, finally, Kanye, I mean, you don't really need to be referred to an episode for that. So, I recommend getting some Elon updates, as well as getting some crypto updates to make sure you're all up to date with all the information I will be spewing at you all today. So, to begin today's episode, I, of course, I'm going to talk about Elon. This is very, very, very recent, and I'm currently just on Twitter to give you the recent updates, and, you know, it's going to be very interesting again. So it's a bit of a recap. Elon loves Twitter, if you can't tell. He's on Twitter 24/7. It's his favorite app in the world. He adores it. And he really, really, really believes in the company and the concept. Maybe it's because he's super addicted to the app. But I guess we are not ones to judge. So, he is absolutely in love with this app. And that kind of means for him, it was something he wanted to buy. Because, of course, you know, he is kind of their, richest man in the world or whatever we think. Is the richest man in the world, and, he, of course, can afford Twitter. So, his thing was, I love Twitter, but I want to make it better. I want less bots. That was his big promotion about it, and the reason why I'm gonna buy Twitter for, it was, like, $40 billion or something, and then he's like, no, I'm not gonna do it, because, whatever, there's too many bots. So the little update here, key points. Tesla CEO Elon Musk changed course and agreed to buy Twitter for the agreed upon price, according to a filing on Tuesday. So they're actually going to go to court because he's going to say, hey, they have too many bots. And he was doing this whole thing. Twitter shares were halted after Bloomberg reported that Musk plans to go through with this acquisition at $54.20 a share. Then, of course, the stock jumped 22% after it reopened. Elon Musk has reversed course again, proposing to buy Twitter, again, for $54.20 a share. The social media company issued a statement saying had received the letter and said the intention of the company is to keep the closing transaction at $54.20 per share. A deal could happen as soon as Friday, which I'm recording this on a Tuesday, so very, very soon, in a few days. And the stock halted earlier in the day after Bloomberg first reported on the Tesla CEO's plan to go forth with the deal. The SEC filing says Musk sent a letter to Twitter on Monday, notifying the company of his intent to proceed the transaction agreed upon on April 25th. So this has been going on for literal months. I'm trying to calculate the months in my head right now. May, June, July, August, September, October. Like 6 months. It's been half a year, basically, of him trying to buy Twitter. And he put out the deal, like, in April. So he's been talking about this for a very, very long time. So it's been, like, half a year. A few weeks after Musk agreed to that deal, valuing Twitter at $44 billion, he quickly tried to back out, officially informing the company in July of his intentions to terminate the agreement. Twitter sued Musk to force him to go through the purchase. The two sides were scheduled to go on trial in Delaware on October 17th. And that's only, like, 2 weeks away. So maybe this isn't an effort for him to be like, shit, I'm really going to get screwed over in this court filing. That could be a possibility. Another possibility is that he's just like, you know what? I want to start a social media company, but it's going to fail. So I might as well stick with one that is already established and then build it like Mark Zuckerberg has done. Musk alleged that Twitter was mistaking the number of bots on a service as one of the reasons he was reneging on the deal. He and his lawyers claimed the social media company was misleading investors by providing false numbers in corporate filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Twitter, however, countered, saying that Musk's assertions of the fraud were incorrect and were based on a misunderstanding of the way the company tallies bots and fake accounts on its platform. Musk also alleged Twitter failed to provide him with the necessary data, again with the bots. Twitter alleged Musk was looking for a reason to back out of the deal when the company's shares dropped alongside a broader decline in overall market. Although Musk said to delay the trial date, Delaware Chancellor Kathleen McCormack rejected his wish, citing potential for Twitter to incur irreparable harm. Chancellor did allow Musk and his attorneys to amend their counterclaim to include certain acquisitions made by Twitter's former head of security. In a separate whistleblower suit against the company. In September, Twitter shareholders approved Musk's original bid to purchase the company. Meanwhile, Tesla shares closed up nearly 3% for the day.
I don't really want to read this. This is quite boring. But basically, Musk's lawyers sent out to Twitter lawyers saying, on behalf of X Holdings, Inc., which I don't know what this is. X Holdings. Let me look this up. I think it's probably his company or something. It was the parent company of Tesla. Okay, sorry. So X Holdings, which I had no idea this even existed, but X Holdings is the parent company. So how Google is kind of the branch off of Alphabet, right? It's called Alphabet. There's a bunch of things under it, but you know Google, right? So Elon's parent company is X Holdings, and it's a parent company of his four companies, Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and Boring Company. So if you have no idea what that is, which I didn't, that is X Holdings. So it's that big parent company, and it's literally just a shell company. Like, I'm on their website right now, and it's just register for updates, contact us, general scheduling. It's literally just a shell company, and it's in Atlanta. Like, it's a shell company. So this is new, I guess. So there you go. There you have it. And I had no idea about that. So I guess we learn something new every day. Anyway, so X Holdings, and Elon Musk and the Musk parties. I notify you that they are going to proceed on the terms set forth, and basically saying that the trial is over, the Musk parties provide us notice and liability, whatever rights, Twitter fails or refuses to comply with obligations, whatever, it'll fail to close. So, basically, it's saying, okay, yay, Elon's buying Twitter again. And I honestly, personally, I think it's because of the money that the court case was going to cost. And I think Elon just thought, you know what, I can figure out a way to make Twitter work. I think it'd be cool if I just bought Twitter. And if anything, you know, I can always sell it or something. So, he probably assumed it was going to make more money in the long run, and maybe he thought, you know what, maybe I do believe in this, I'd rather not spend all this money in a court case when maybe I could do something with Twitter, and that's kind of how he approached this one. So there's Elon's update number two is Kim Kardashian. This one's kind of insane. So as we just talked about a sec, this is for Kim now. If you don't know anything about Kim, I mean, come on. She is a businesswoman, lawyer, quote-unquote. She owns a bunch of companies, of course. Her own, like, makeup lines and all of that. Skims, which is her, like, clothing line that's really big. She's big, obviously, from her father and all these other things that you've probably heard about. And Kim always has posts, always does ad posts. I know this for a fact, because she's always posting shit about, like, oh, hey, you know, buy this thing, and that's always, like, hashtag ad. It's, like, those scams, right? And you usually know it's a scam, but you do have to say on the internet, and if you're ever doing an ad, that it is an ad, so people know, and they don't think that you're just promoting it to promote it. So Kim Kardashian's in a lot of trouble for this. She is charged by the SEC over alleged pump and dump, which, if you don't know a pump and dump scheme, it's basically you put a bunch of money into the cryptocurrency, and then once the shares start to rise, you just take all the money back, and you make a bunch of profit, and then everybody's else profits goes way down, and is valued at basically nothing. She will have to pay $1.26 million. I mean, Kim Kardashian, I don't know what she's worth. I'm pretty sure she's a billionaire. So $1 million is absolutely nothing to her. I'm sure she's bought $1 million in, like, a shopping spree in a day. So I'm sure it's not that much to her, but it sets a precedent to the rest of the world. And that's the really big thing with this. Yeah, she's a billionaire. She's worth $1.8 billion. And it sets a precedent, right? Like, it sets a precedent to say to the rest of the world, to say to influencers, to say to these people, hey, don't do these cryptocurrency scams. The government is going to get on you. You cannot feel safe here. And that is what this is doing. Because it's setting a standard. It's showing, you know what, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go really hard. And, you know, hopefully that means people won't try and do the same thing she did. Because they realize, hey, I don't want to be charged as much. Especially when people aren't worth, $2 billion, basically. So she's landed in hot water. And the Securities and Exchange Commission, or the SEC, announced on Monday that it is charged with the reality television star and social media influencer for tweeting on social media a crypto asset security without disclosing the payment she received for the promotion. And I believe she received $250,000 for this, so she lost, like, obviously all the money she gained from this. And I think it was literally just a story, but we're going to get to that in a second. The SEC said Kim K agreed to settle the charges, pay $1.26 million in penalties, disgorgement, and interest, and cooperate with the ongoing investigation. Kardashian paid the penalties without admitting or denying the SEC's filings. According to the agency, she also agreed to refrain from promoting any crypto asset securities for 3 years, the government said. Which I think at this point, she knows, okay, maybe I shouldn't be promoting crypto because they're going to keep getting on me. She just complied, and she's worth so much, doesn't really matter. A spokesperson for Kardashian told the Post, Ms. Kardashian is pleased to resolve this matter with the SEC, obviously, because she, you know, doesn't want to get in hot water even more. Kardashian fully cooperated with the SEC from the very beginning. She remains willing to do whatever she can to assist the SEC in this matter. So she's basically just saying, hey, I know what I did was wrong. Fine. So the post that she did was quite literally a story. So if you're not familiar with Instagram, which I'm sure you all are, but basically a post is what goes on your feed and it stays on there forever until you delete it or do something with it. And a story only lasts 24 hours. So the thing she posted only lasts 24 hours story. People usually don't look at those too. She was paid $250,000 for this. I'm sure a lot of people would say, hell yeah, I'm going to do this because, you know, that's awesome. It's a ton of money. And obviously that's why she did it too. I'm sure it got her a nice, you know, maybe some jet fuel for the week. And, so I'm going to read out this post. I'm going to link this in the description as well, of course. But the post she made was, it said, "Are you guys into crypto?" And everything's in all caps, by the way, with a bunch of question marks. And then it said, "This is not financial advice, but sharing what my friends just told me about the Ethereum Max token. A few minutes ago, Ethereum Max burned 400 trillion tokens, literally 50% of their admin wallet, giving back to the entire Emacs community." And then she has a bunch of hashtags, like hashtag Emacs, hashtag disrupt this history, hashtag whatever, whatever. But there is one important thing at the end. It says hashtag ad. Whoa. So this post is obviously like a scam. Like if I saw Kim Kardashian's face attached to this, I'd be like, well, obviously it's a scam and obviously she's getting paid a lot. But sometimes people just don't have the common sense of the internet, right? People just don't realize these things, especially older people, and they don't realize what even hashtag ad means. So I do agree with that. You need to have more disclosure because it's not quite, good to be promoting something like this, especially a scam, and then not really disclosing the amount you have, and especially with crypto. I mean, it's such a mess these days that it's so easy to scam people. And of course, this is, again, setting a note to the rest of the world and basically saying, hey, you know, don't do what Kim did or you are going to get in a lot of trouble like Kim did. So the hashtag ad was interesting, and then it was just, like, a swipe up. So, anyways, she agreed to move forward. John Gasnach, an attorney for Scott & Scott, the firm handling the class suit action, said, "We see the SEC order as valuation of the claims of the Ethereum Max litigation, particularly those against the defendant Kardashian." Promoters who misled investors should be held accountable. So, according to the feds, Kardashian failed to disclose that she paid $250,000, post an item to her tens of millions of followers. Kardashian post contained a link as well, which is another thing, which provided instructions for potential investors to purchase Emacs tokens. So this case is a reminder that when celebrities or influencers endorse investment opportunities, including crypto asset securities, it doesn't mean that those investment products are right for all investors, said SEC Chair. "We encourage investors to consider investment potential risky opportunities in light of their own financial goals." Ms. Kardashian's case also serves as a reminder to celebrities and others that the law requires them to disclose to the public when and how much they are paid to promote insecurities. So, as well, we've seen this with a ton of people. And earlier this year, Kardashian and former boxer Floyd Mayweather were named in a lawsuit alleging they misled their online followers into buying cryptocurrency as a part of a pump and dump scheme. So this was another one, actually, that Kardashian was also with. Kardashian and Mayweather were accused of making false or misleading statements, again, while reporting Emacs. So this was obviously a really big company that likes giving to influencers and, you know, famous people because it gets them a lot of money, but obviously it gets them in hot water. So in truth, the defendants marked the Emac tokens to investors so that they could sell their portion of their float for a profit. So clearly, the whole case of this is, yeah, Kim Kardashian can afford to, you know, give $1 million. It's absolutely nothing to her. I'm sure she could give $10 million for this case. But what is really setting is not only for her, but for everybody else watching. The government isn't messing around now. If you listen to my YouTube cryptocurrency scams, there were so many. And these people should be scared because the government isn't messing around. And yeah, they're probably not going to get on every single person that does this and promotes cryptocurrency scams. But it is important because it scares enough people that the problem diminishes. And it scares enough people into realizing that, hey, I probably shouldn't post this. This is going to get me in trouble with the feds. You know, I'd rather just make my money in a better way, in a safer way, have a clean dollar, and all will be better. So that's kind of the situation with that. It's obviously setting a huge precedent. Again, Kim can afford $1 million. But it's really, again, setting a note to everybody that's saying, hey, you know, watch it, don't do this, and we will get on you if you do. And it'll be a lot worse for you because you aren't worth almost $2 billion. So I think it was important they did that, in all honesty, because the crypto scams are getting out of hand, and it is very important what they are doing. So, to finish off our little three-part series here, I'm going to speak on Kanye. Kanye's, of course, had some news, and the first part of the news that I want to talk about with him is him leaving The Gap. If you've seen recently, if you are following Kanye, he did a huge collaboration with The Gap, as well with Balenciaga, and made a bunch of items after his Donda launch, or album launch, as well as he made a ton of just merch specifically for that with Balenciaga, but then made like Gap merch, and it was a whole big thing, cost a lot of money, etc. So, you know, he was really into The Gap, into working with them, and now he isn't. So he's basically just breaking up with The Gap. So the clash comes a little over a year after Yeezy's first item, a blue puffer jacket, appeared in Gap stores. The deal was announced in June 2020. In a letter that West lawyers showed the AP on Thursday, it said The Gap failed to meet obligations in the pact, including disturbing merchandise to Gap store locations and creating dedicated Yeezy Gap stores. So they didn't do what they said they would do, basically. Gap left Lye no choice but to terminate their collaboration agreement because of Gap's substantial non-compliance, said Nicholas Graver, West attorney with Cal Wire, Wilkinson & Tapp, and an email statement to the AP. Ye diligently tried to work with these issues with the Gap directly and through counsel. He has gotten nowhere. So he's saying the Gap's failure to comply with the terms of the contract has been costly. He said West plans to begin opening Yeezy retail stores. So that's, you know, opening it on his own. West has unleashed criticism on social media against Gap, as well as Adidas, where he has a similar deal. Adidas declined to comment. Gap didn't immediately respond again. The San Francisco retailer has been hoping to partnership with West, resonate with customers in a period of declining sales for Yeezy, being in more than 1,100 Gap sales worldwide, put his brand in front of more people. West has had a history with Gap. He worked at one of his stores in Chicago as a teenager, sold interviews for a magazine in 2015. He wanted to be a creative director for the brand, but of course now that isn't quite working out for him. So he did split up with the Gap. But I think it's really good for him. I think it's good that he is going to be going alone from the Gap, creating his own Yeezy line and doing his own production. Of course, it's costly. It's going to take a lot of time. It's going to be a lot of hard work. But it's worth it to be independent and not tied to any brand. And you can make your own vision, your own image, you know, your own prices, your own this, your own that. And that really changes the game. Even being away from Adidas, like, obviously it's great to have that partnership, and I think it is really fruitful, but even if you could put those shoes in a Yeezy store, right, there could be Yeezy stores, I could see potential in that, and then Kanye, you know, despite his controversy, he does have a really creative mind, he has a genius to him, that's really admirable, and this genius to him really just proves that he could create something, like a Yeezy store and make it really successful and make it really interesting and engaging and putting out his really interesting style to new people. And I think that's really, really valuable. So truly, I think Kanye should be independent, and I think that was a good choice. I think the Gap thing was really cool, but again, it's better for him and his brand. So Kanye's also mentioning that he's ready to expand and he wants to do a Donda sports line. So he's now saying he wants to sell athletic gear. His company just filed for a few trademarks, including one that'll significantly grow his Donda Academy in the retail space. And just a couple others seem to just got a label in mind that's for the birds. So he wants to trademark the dove. If you saw, again, the Gap line, he had a dove in it. And that was kind of something he wanted to trademark. So, Ye is aiming to lock up the rights to Donda Sports, specifically for the purpose of slapping it a ton of products to bring the game of sportswear and accessories, and wants to hawk potential customers. Some of the items that could bear the Donda Sports name, if the application is approved, could include, of course, bags, fanny packs, luggage, wallets, umbrellas, and blankets. He's also looking to get some good sports apparel, applying for trademarks for shirts, jackets, hats, shoes, and other clothes. In other words, if you can wear it, you know, he wants to sell it. And this would be really cool, I think, because he could create, you know, cheaper clothes too, right? Athletic wear can be expensive, but it can be, like, more Lululemon priced rather than Balenciaga priced. And he could really, you know, of course, getting into sports brands and sponsoring sports teams, which clearly he's trying to do, is really, really cool. And I think that could get him really far. In addition to wanting to trademark Donda Sports merch, it looks like he wants to also do the Donda Doves, which is an idea of his, which would be the team name, and Dove Sports, which is kind of an extension of the larger Donda, you know, thing he's been doing. So for Dove Sports, Kanye wants the exclusive right to use this label for athletic services such as training sessions, competitions, tournaments, camps, etc. So he actually wants to have, like, a team, a sports team, and this would be the Donda Doves, which is kind of really cool. Donda Doves, meanwhile, seems to be more geared towards game day equipment. So more about, you know, the companies is within it and all of that. So Kanye is really, really expanding here. And I think it's good for him. I think he, you know, has a really cool vision. He has the creative mind for it. He has the drive for it. And if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be Kanye. And I think it's just really cool that he wants to expand to this level, and I think it's smart for his brand, especially if he's going independent. He needs to differentiate himself. He already has a huge platform that can be used, obviously, for good and can really help him get his brand out there, get the whole Donda thing going. But I also think that's really good about him and his brand is that he can make it really unique, and I think his items just look really nice, and it can appeal to a large audience, larger than just, you know, the people who, you know, listen to him sing or really like his music. Like, I'm one of those people, but I know he has a larger audience than that, and he can really access that if he had Yeezy stores too, and it could really, really, really expand. So, I think that is all really amazing. And just looking at all the people as a little wrap-up that we looked at today, I think that, you know, of course, Elon is buying Twitter. So I'm really interested to see how that goes. I'm interested to see what changes he makes to Twitter, if he completely, like, reinvents the app or just makes tiny tweaks, how he's going to make money with that, because it's a difficult app to make money. It's clearly losing a lot. So I think that's going to be really interesting. Kim K, again, I think it just sets a precedent. Hopefully it makes influencers stop doing all these crypto schemes and maybe make people realize, hey, maybe I shouldn't buy into these crypto schemes that, you know, rich people want to get richer by promoting. And then the Kanye thing, I think Kanye should go independent. I think he's doing really great work with his Donda line with Yeezy. And I think he could really take it far. And going into sports, too, is big markets to tackle. But if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be him. And I think he definitely has the mind for it. So, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I'm happy I had three really kind of big stories, but not too big, that were interesting to me that I could talk about today. The articles I use will be linked in the description, of course. To connect with the podcast, please follow the Instagram. It is ever.changingworld. Again, ever.changingworld. Twitter is everchangingwor. Again, Twitter, everchangingwor. Website is shows.acast.com/ever-changing-world. Again, shows.acast.com/ever-changing-world. Thank you all so much for listening. Please tune in next week, next Tuesday, for another amazing podcast episode. Follow to stay updated, and the world is always changing.